哥林多后书第八章。
Brothers and sisters, turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 8.
哥林多后书第八章，我们从第一节读到第九节。
We'll read from verse 1 through 9.
弟兄们，我把神赐给马其顿众教会的恩告诉你们。
Now, brothers, we wish to make known to you the grace of God which has been given in the churches of Macedonia.
就是他们在患难中受大试验的时候，人有满足的快乐，在极穷之间还格外显出他们乐间的厚恩。
That in a great ordeal of affliction, their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality.
我可以证明他们是按着力量，而且也过力量，自己甘心乐意的捐助。
Participate that according to their ability and beyond their ability, they gave of their own accord.
再三的求我们准他们在这供给圣徒的恩情上有份。
Begging us with much urging for the favor of participation in the support of the saints.
并且他们所做的不但照我们所想望的，更照神的旨意，先把自己献给主，又归附了我们。
And this not as we had expected.But they first gave themselves to the Lord and to us by the will of God.
因此我劝提多，既然在你们中间开办这慈会的事，就当办成了。
So we urge Titus that as he had previously made a beginning, so he would also complete in you this gracious work as well.
你们既然在信心、口才、知识、热心和待我们的爱心上都格外显出满足来，就当在这慈会的事上也格外显出满足来。
But just as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all earnestness, and in the love we inspired in you, see that you abound in this gracious work also.
我说这话不是丰富你们，乃是借着别人的热心试验你们爱心的实在。
I'm not speaking this as a command, but as proving through the earnestness of others the sincerity of your love also.
你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为你们成了贫穷，叫你们因他的贫穷。可以成为富主。
For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
34节。
In verse 24.
所以你们务要在众教会面前显明你们爱心的凭据，并我所夸奖你们的凭据。
Therefore, openly before the churches.Show them the proof of your love and of our reason for boasting about you.
在第四节来说，给圣徒的恩情上有份，这个恩情也都是恩典。
In verse 4 it says,
给圣徒的恩情上有份，就是恩情，那个是恩典，应该是恩典。
Urging for the favor of participation in support of the saints, this favor is also grace.
那第六节然后讲到说开办这慈会的事，跟第七节当在这慈会的事上，这英文都是说恩典，恩典的事上。
Yes, in verse 6 and 7 it says he would complete in you this gracious work as well and abound in this gracious work in 7.
好，我们圣经再次读啊，再请我们低头有点简单的祷告。
Let's conclude our Bible reading for now. Let's bow our heads and have a simple prayer.
所以我们感谢你再次召集你的百姓，你的儿女们一同聚在你的跟前。
Lord, once again, we thank you for gathering your children before your throne.
在复活早晨，我们愿意把我们感谢、赞美再献给你。
On this morning of your resurrection, we would offer up our thanksgiving and praise to you once again.
因着你的复活，把那个荣耀盼望赐给我们。
That through your resurrection, you have given us this eternal hope of glory.
好，叫这个荣耀盼望一天天的带领我们走这条地上永生的道路。
And this hope of glory would lead us every step of our way.
我们感谢你，也常常借着你话来带领我们，来引导我们走每天的生活。
We also thank you that you give us your word to help us walk every day of our lives.
看见你的话实在是何等的宝贵，何等的真实。
We see how precious and true your words are.
巴不得借圣灵把我们带到你真理的话语的实际的里面。
May your Holy Spirit lead us into the truth of your word.
好，叫我们从你话语当中得到更多的恩典，蒙受你更多的祝福。
That we receive from you more fullness of your blessing and your.
好，叫我们所行的每一件事情上都能蒙受你的喜悦。
And that all that we do, we would be pleasing to you.
因此，我们求你恩待这一点时间，恩待还待到面前的属乎你的儿女们。
Please be gracious to the time and all of the, those who, all of your children who are gathered here.
那我们一同等候仰望你在这里向人向说话。
We are waiting here patiently for you to be gracious to us and to speak to us.
我们向祷告都靠主耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.早晨呢，仍然继续和弟兄姊妹交通哥林多后书。我们说到哥林多后书呢，是借着使徒这位神的用人、神的仆人，来告诉我们怎样来学习做一个神的用人。
We shared before that this letter was written by one of the Lord's servants on how to be a servant.
保罗说他要在各样事上来表明自己是一个神的用人。
He wanted, Paul said that in all that he did, he wanted to show that he was a servant of the Lord.
我们知道保罗他是一个在基督里面的人，他是一个属灵人。
We know that Paul in Christ is a spiritual person.
到后面十一章呢，十二章告诉我们说，他曾经被提到三层天，在乐园里面那里听见了隐秘的声音。
In chapter 11 and 12, he says that he was caught up to the third heaven and he.And there he heard things that a man was not permitted to
see. 我们看见保罗他启示是非常大，他经历也是非常深。
We know that Paul's revelation was very great, and his experience is very deep.
这样一个属灵的人，他在生活侍奉里面，他却把他的真性情把他表明出来。
And that such a spiritual person in his life, he demonstrated.
在我们去读哥林多后书的时候，我们可以看见保罗他身上的喜怒哀乐都显在他的生活，显在他侍奉的上面。
And we see that Paul in 2 Corinthians, his joy and his love, he was demonstrated in his life.
可以说哥林多后书呢，把保罗这个人的性情呢表露无遗，表露无遗。
And we see how he expressed.All that he had received from the Lord.
正如主耶稣在地上的时候
，As the Lord Jesus was when he was on this earth.
主耶稣他是个真神。
The Lord Jesus is the true God.
他在地上所生活显出来，让人看见这位神的威严，这位神的尊荣，叫人咱们敬畏他，叫人咱们尊崇他。
And when he lived on this world, he demonstrated the glory of the Lord so that people would.Give respect and honor.
但是他道成肉身来到地上的时候，他也是个真人。
But when he became flesh on this world, he was also a true.
所以他在各种环境、各种的遭遇里面，把他人性的，把他人性把他彰显出来。
In all of his trials, he demonstrated his human nature.
所以我们看主耶稣在那里，他也会忧伤，他也会喜乐。
So we see the Lord Jesus would also be sorrowful or filled with joy.
他在他的生活里面显出他人性，让人看见他也是一位可亲可敬的神。
And so as the Lord demonstrated his humanness, we can see that the Lord is someone we can draw near to.
所以圣经告诉我们说，许多小孩子很乐意来到主的面前。
So the Bible tells us that many young children were really willing to draw near to our Lord Jesus.
他也是那个税吏和罪人的朋友。
He was a friend of sinners and tax collectors.
所以我们看见保罗这位侍奉神的人，他能够成为我们的榜样。
So we see that Paul, the servant of the Lord, could be our example.
因为他从他生活、他侍奉里面呢，他正在表明这位侍奉神的人，他有各方面的一种表现。
And so Paul demonstrated all the different aspects of a servant of the Lord.
我们感谢神，不仅保罗他是神的用人。
We thank the Lord that Paul is not only the Lord's servant.
我们也都是神所呼召出来要服侍神的用人，神的仆人。
That all of us as well were called out by the Lord to be His servants.
所以，我们从保罗身上，我们可以看见一个要服侍神的人，他应该有怎样的学习，怎样一种操练。
So we see in Paul's life how a servant of the Lord, what he needs to learn and how what his training would be like.
那哥林多后书来到第八章的时候。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 8,
他说到第八章第九章
and in chapters 8 and chapter 9,
保罗在这里却谈到一个事情，谈到一件事情，就钱财的问题。
And so Paul here talks about a certain topic about the use of money.
许多时候我们讲到钱财问题的时候，觉得好像 不是那么属灵。
And when we talk about money, often we feel that it's not very spiritual.
特别对这位属灵的保罗使徒来说。
Especially to this spiritual servant Paul.
好像在这里他谈到钱财的问题的时候，好像不太对称。不太对称，不太。
So when Paul, the spiritual person, talks about money here, it doesn't seem very natural.
这样一个属灵的人，这样一个非常有深属灵经验的人，他应该更多谈到属灵的事情才对。
So when we consider Paul as such a spiritual person, we think that he ought to speak about spiritual things.
他应该谈到更深层次的属灵的事物。
He should talk about the deeper spiritual things.
一谈到钱的时候，好像就落到非常低俗的一个情形的里面。
And when you speak about money, we feel as though his the depth of his spiritual.
这个就是为什么许多服侍神的人，他不愿意谈这个问题。
And this is the reason why a lot of spiritual people don't talk about this.
他们也不敢谈这个问题。
They don't want to talk about this.
但是我们在这里却看见保罗，他不仅谈这个问题，他却要用两章的篇幅来谈这个钱财问题。
But we see Paul here. Not only does he talk about money, he also uses two chapters to talk about
money. 因为一谈到钱财，我刚才要说，好像就落到一个比较低层次的一些事物里面。
So because as I said before, when we talk about money, it seems to fall on a more basic level.
我们知道主耶稣他曾经说，人不能侍奉神，又不能侍奉马门，就是财钱财。
We know that the Lord said you cannot serve both the Lord and mammon, which is money.
好像钱财是一个不好的东西。
As if money was a bad thing.
但主耶稣在路加福音那里告诉我们说，要借着不义的钱财，结交朋友。
But in Luke chapter 16, the Lord says, "I said you make friends for yourself by means of the wealth of unrighteousness."
等到钱财无用的时候，他们可以把你接到永存的帐幕里面。
So that when it fails, they will receive you into the eternal dwelling.
主在那里说，这个钱财是一个不义的钱财。
And Lord here calls money the wealth of unrighteousness.
似乎好像钱财是一个不好的东西。
As if money was a bad thing.
但是在这里却告诉我们说呢。这个钱财可以借着钱不义的钱财可以把我们带到永存的帐幕里面。
But it says here that through the use of this wealth of unrighteousness that we may enter into the eternal dwelling.
主耶稣也这样说，人若在这不义的钱财上不忠心。
The Lord also says, therefore, if you have not been faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth.
怎么能够把那个真实的钱财托给他们呢？
Who will entrust the true riches to you?
所以可见，人在这个不义钱财上若是不忠心的话，
so if we're not, faithful in the use of unrighteous wealth,
神不可能把那个真实的钱财，就是属灵的财物，或者说属灵的宝贝，来托给他。
And the Lord won't give us the spiritual riches or spiritual treasures to us.
我们知道，当以色列百姓他们出埃及的时候，
we know that when the Israelites left Egypt,
他们也把牛羊把那些金银都带出来。
We know that they also brought out oxen and sheep and gold and silver out of Egypt.
以后他们就用这些牛羊来作为献祭来侍奉神。
And they used these oxen and sheep as sacrifices to serve the Lord.
他们用那些金银来在建造会幕来侍奉神。
And they used the gold and silver to build a tabernacle to serve the Lord.
每一次我们知道，当人谈到钱财的时候呢，就摸到人的心。
We know that whenever we talk about money, we touch upon the heart of people.
因为钱财对我们人来说是一个很真实的东西。
Because to us, money is a very real thing.
也可以说，钱财在人身上是一个很大的一个捆绑。
Or in other words, that money is something that binds us.
或者不仅对不信主人来说，对信主人来说也是一个很实在的事情，是不是？
Not only among the unbelievers, but among believers as well. Money is a very, very real topic.
所以主要是在马太福音在那里也说。
That's why the Lord Jesus in Matthew says.
你们财宝在哪里，你们心就在哪里。
Where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
财宝落在天上，在神那里，人的心就在天上，就在神那里。
If your treasure is in heaven, then that's where your heart is in heaven with the Lord.
财宝在地上，人的心就在地上。
If your treasure is here on earth, then your heart is here.
所以我们看, 人的心是跟着财宝走的。
So we see that man's heart goes with their treasure.
所以我们看见这些对我们来说实在是很实在的事情。
So we can see that this is a very real topic to us.
当我们看见神从埃及把以色列百姓他们招出来的时候,
When the Lord brought the Israelites out of Egypt,
就是要神的百姓来侍奉他。
It was so that the Lord's people could serve him.
但是我们知道法老想尽办法硬着心不让他们出埃及。
But we know that Pharaoh, through the hardness of his heart, tried to come up with ways to not allow the Israelites.
所以神就用许多灾害来击打法老和埃及地。
And so the Lord used plagues to punish.
那最后法老不得不放以色列人离开。
And in the end, Pharaoh had no choice but to let the Israelites leave.
当他们要离开的时候,
and when they were leaving,
法老对他们说, 你们人都可以走,都可以出去,都可以离开。
So Pharaoh said, as you leave, all your people can go.
但是你们牛群,羊群要留下来。
You have to leave your oxen and your sheep behind.
摩西说不。
But Moses said no.
我们人要出去, 我们牛群,羊群也要带出去。
All the people must go, and the oxen and the sheep as well.
若是不带出去的话, 我们将来用什么来侍奉神呢?
If we don't bring them out with us, with what would we serve the Lord?
所以我们看见法老这位代表世界王,
so we see that Pharaoh represents the king of the world.
他知道一件事情,
he knows something.
他人可以放你离开出埃及,
he can let the people go out of Egypt.
但是他只要把你的牛群、羊群、把你的财物留在埃及,
but as long as he keeps the oxen and the sheep, the treasures in Egypt,
他就知道你们出去以后，你们不肯好好侍奉神的。
That once you leave, then you won't be able to serve the Lord.
因为他们牛群、羊群、他们财物留在埃及的时候,
because if their oxen and sheep, their treasures are left in Egypt,
他们心就会向着埃及。
Then their hearts would be toward Egypt.
他们心就一直被埃及那些财物抓住。
And their hearts would always be captured by their treasures in Egypt.
那意思就是说，他们人可以出去，他们可以专心侍奉神。
So to say that the people can be set free to serve the Lord.
但事实上，他们不可能好好在侍奉神的。
But truly, they couldn't serve the Lord very well.
这是法老他很清楚的。
This is something that Pharaoh knew very clearly.
只要把你的财物扣留下来。
As long as we keep your treasures here.
以色列百姓。 他们不可能好好侍奉神。
Then the children of Israel wouldn't be able to.
我想这个也是说到今天许多神的儿女，许多基督徒。
I think that speaks to very many Christians, many children of God as well.
为什么他们好像也是离开埃及，离开世界？
How come it seems that they have left Egypt, left the world?
他们已经得救了。
They have already become saved.
好像他们在那里好像也要侍奉神。
And it seems that they're there to serve the Lord.
但从许多事实里面，我们看见他们没有办法在那好好侍奉神。
But through many circumstances, we see that they aren't able to serve the Lord very well.
虽然他们人得救出来，蒙到神的恩典。
Although they themselves have become saved out of the world and have received.
但是他们财物没有从埃及出来。
But their treasures haven't been taken out of Egypt.
他们财物没有蒙到神的拯救。
Their treasures haven't been saved by the Lord.
他们财物没有蒙到神的恩典。
Their treasures haven't received the grace of God.
没得到释放，得到自由。
They have not been saved and set free.
他们财物仍然在法老仇敌的权势的底下。
Their treasures are still under the power of Pharaoh, the enemy.
受他的影响。
They're under his influence.
因为仇敌世界王，他是借财物来抓住人的心。
Because the enemy, the king of the world, uses treasures to capture our hearts.
叫他们不能够好好侍奉神。
So that we would not be able to serve the Lord.
所以我们看见一个要好好侍奉神的人。
So we see that someone who wants to serve the Lord well.
他不仅人要从埃及世界出来。
Not only does the person have to come out of Egypt, out of the world.
他财物要从世界权势里面蒙拯救，得释放。
All of his possessions also have to come out of the world and be set free.
这样子他们以后才能够好好来侍奉神。
Then they would be able to serve the Lord faithfully.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见，我们不仅人要得救。
So brothers, we see that not only do the people have to be set.
我们的财物也要蒙拯救。
But all our treasures and possessions.
只有当一个人得救、蒙拯救，他财物也一同得拯救的时候，他们才能够在属灵道路上的话好好来走。
Only when a person and all that he has been set free and saved, would they be able to walk faithfully.
因为主耶稣他说一个人不能侍奉两个主。
Because the Lord says one person can't serve two masters.
不是恶这个爱这个，爱那个，重这个轻看那个。
For either he will hate one and love the other, or he will be devoted to one.
因为一个人只有一个主。
One person can only have one master.
不可能在侍奉神又在侍奉马门。
Because he cannot serve the Lord and Mammon.
所以弟兄姊妹，不仅我们今天看见使徒保罗在这里。
So we see, the Apostle Paul here.
他在这里借着。马其顿众教会来做一个非常好的一个榜样，来劝勉更多的教会。他们如何在财务上的奉献这件事情上有要有一些认识和学习。
That the Corinthians need to understand and recognize in this manner of dealing with money.
为什么马其顿的众教会他们有一个美好的见证能够成为众教会的一个榜样呢？
How has the churches in Macedonia become this great testimony for all the other churches?
保罗在这里告诉更多教会说，马其顿的教神赐给马其顿教会的一个恩典。
Paul here describes a particular grace that the Lord has given to the churches in Macedonia.
我们知道马其顿他是一个神，马其顿是一个省，是一个
province。Oh, so we know that Macedonia was a province.
所以在马其顿里面，这个省可能有许多教会。
And that this province could have many different churches.
我想可能是指的腓立比、帖撒罗尼迦或说皮提亚这个比较这几个比较有名的地方的圣徒们。
So, some of the churches there would have been Philippi and Thessalonica.
他们是一般外邦人的教会。
And they were all Gentile churches.
保罗说他们在患难中是受到试炼的时候仍然有满足的快乐。
Paul says there that in a great ordeal of affliction their abundance of joy and their deep poverty overflowed.
我们从使徒行传里面记载可以看见呢，当耶路撒冷的教会受逼迫的时候，
In the Acts we see that when the church in Jerusalem was oppressed,
门徒们分散到各地去，
The disciples were scattered to the various places.
他们继续在那传福音，见证主耶稣已经从死里复活了。
They continued to share the gospel and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus.
我们也看见犹太人呢，到处去追杀那些信主的人。
And that the Jews pursued to oppress and kill the believers.
不仅那些传福音的受逼迫，那些相信福音的人，他们也要受逼迫。
Not only were those who spreading the gospel oppressed, but those who believed in the gospel as well.
我想各帖撒罗尼迦教会他们就是这样一种人。
And so I think that the church in Thessalonica was one such group of people.
我们读各帖撒罗尼迦书信的时候，那也告诉我们说呢，他们信主以后，他们也受了本地人的逼迫。
As we read in Thessalonians that as they became believers, they were also oppressed by their own countrymen.
正如信主的犹太人受那些犹太教的人逼迫一样。
As the Jews, Jewish believers were oppressed by the Jews.
保罗告诉帖撒罗尼迦教会说，他预先已经告诉他们，他们要受患难。
The Thessalonians were told that they would be oppressed.
所以在这里告诉我们说，当他们在患难中，在大试炼当中的时候，他们却有满足的喜乐。
That even though they were in this deep ordeal of affliction and their poverty, they were still overcome.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书那里告诉我们说，他们在大患难当中的时候，他们蒙受圣灵所赐的喜乐。
It says in 1 Thessalonians that having received the word in much tribulation with the joy of the Holy Spirit,
不仅有喜乐，他说他们是满足了快乐。
That not only were they filled with joy, but they were satisfied.And full of joy.
我们知道一个人在患难当中的时候，他不可能有喜乐的。
We know that when someone is in tribulation, it's very difficult for them to be filled with joy.
一个人在受苦当中，我想他一定是非常苦、非常痛苦的，非常伤心难过的。
When someone is suffering, they would feel very sad and
也常常大家可能会发许多怨言。
And there they may have many complaints.
但是在这里让我们看见马其顿的众教会，他们在患难当中的时候，他们却有满足的喜乐。
But here we see the churches in Macedonia, even though they were under oppression or affliction, they were overflowing with joy.
为什么他们有这样喜乐呢？
How did they have this joy?
不是他们比别人比较乐观。
It's not that they were more optimistic than others.
而是因为神恩典临到他们身上。
But because of the grace of the Lord had come upon them.
因着神恩典临到他们身上，说他们表现是异于常人的。
Because the grace was upon them, that their expression was completely different from other people.
我刚说到，在一个正常的情况底下，人遇到患难的时候，一定是非常痛苦的。
As I explained to you before, under normal circumstances, if someone is suffering from affliction, they would be very sad.
但是在这里有一些人，他们在痛苦当中，他们是充满了喜乐。
But there's a group of people here that in their affliction they are filled with joy.
原来不是他们怎么样。
It's not because they themselves.
乃是这是神的恩典临到他们身上。
But that the grace of the Lord had come upon them.
因着恩典在他们身上的时候，他们所表现出来和一般人就完全不同。
Because it's the grace of the Lord that came upon them, that their outward expression is completely different from other people.
因为他们知道他们所领受不是人的道，是神的道。
Because they know that they have received the word of God and not the word of man.
他们也知道要为这个道来受逼迫。
And they know that. For this gospel that they would be oppressed.
他们也知道，因着主缘故，他们才受了逼迫。
And they know that because it is for the Lord's sake that they are being oppressed.
正如彼得他写信给散住在各地的那些基督徒们。
So in First Peter, when Peter is writing to the saints that are dispersed,
他说：“我火的试验临到你们身上的时候，倒要喜欢，倒要欢喜。”
Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you.
是因为你们与基督一同受苦。
Because you are suffering together with the Lord.
使你们在他荣耀显现的时候呢，你们也可以欢喜。
That when he is glorified, that you yourselves will also rejoice.
这些门徒他们是受苦呢，是为了基督而名而在受苦受羞辱。
That when these saints are suffering, they are suffering for the name of the Lord.
彼得说：“因着你们为基督名受辱，你们是有福的。”
If you are reviled for the name of Christ, you are blessed.
当一个人受苦的时候，人怎么会认为他们是一个有福的人呢？
When someone is suffering, why would we consider them blessed?
今天世界上看见一个人受苦的时候，其实都这个是灾祸临到他身上。
When someone is suffering today, we feel that some calamity has come upon them.
但是在这里有一种受苦的人，他们却是个蒙福的一般人。
But there are some people who are suffering that are actually blessed.
为什么他们蒙福呢？
Why are they blessed?
因为他们知道他们是与基督一同受苦。
Because they know that they are suffering together with the Lord.
因着与基督一同受苦，他们将来奖赏是大的。
Because they are suffering with the Lord, their eventual reward will be great.
他们之所以有这样的喜乐表现，证明一件事情呢，是神恩典临到他们身上。
And this expression of joy is because the grace of the Lord has come upon them.
因着有这样恩典临到他们身上，他们自然而然里面就充满了喜乐。
And because of this grace upon them, then they naturally will show this joy.
虽然这是很不容易一件事情。
Although this is a very difficult thing.
但是我们感谢神，因着恩典的丰富，因着恩典的托住，让他们在那里仍然充满了喜乐。
But because of the fullness of grace that has supported them, they are overflowing with joy.
我们读那个尼弟兄的传记里面。
When we read the book of
尼弟兄在监牢里面，他最后写信给，最后写出来一封信，是写给他姐姐的信。
We know that when Brother Nee was in prison, he wrote a letter to his sister.
他告诉他姐姐说呢，最近呢那个身体上的老毛病又复发了。
He says that the old illnesses in my body have returned.
但是我还能维持我的喜乐。
But I can still preserve my joy.
这位属神的属神的人，这位神的用人仆人，在监牢里面的时候，
This servant of the Lord, even while he was in prison,
他里面仍然有喜乐。
He still has joy.
因为这是神恩典临到他身上。
Because this is the grace of God.
因为他知道他是为了主人民下到监牢里面。
Because he knows that it is for the Lord's name that he entered into prison.
他知道他配为这个名而受羞辱。
He knows that he's being reviled. Because of the name of Christ.
这是神的一个恩典。
This is the grace of God.
所以我们看见马其顿众教会他们之所以在苦难当中还有喜乐。
So we see that the churches in Macedonia, even in their affliction, they are filled with
joy. 原来是神的恩典临到他们身上，他们才有这样的表现。
Because it is the grace of God that has come upon them, they have this expression of joy.
第二件事情。
The second item.
他们在 极穷之间还格外显出他们乐见的厚恩。
That in their deep poverty overflowed in the wealth of their liberality.
我们知道，当一个人落在苦难当中的时候，他物质生活一定是非常缺乏的。
We know that when someone is in deep poverty, then their financial situations and their
他生活一定非常困苦的。
Circumstances are very difficult.
这样的人，他正是期待人来帮助他，让他得到一点的生活上的供应。
That they often would need someone else to support them. That they would.
我想这是一般人的一个正常的表现。
I think that this is the normal expression of.
但是我们在这里又看见马其顿的宗教，哎，他们表现又是完全和一般人完全不一样。
Again, we see that the churches in Macedonia have a completely different expression of their experience in poverty.
他们在穷困当中，极穷困当中，他们还显出那个乐见的厚恩。
That even in their deep poverty, they overflowed in the wealth of their liberality.
我们知道，在罗马书那里告诉我们说呢，因为当时在耶路撒冷的，在犹大地耶路撒冷那里有饥荒。
We know that in Romans that in Jerusalem in Judea there was a great famine.
所以在那里有许多犹太基督徒呢，他们非常穷，有许多穷人呢。保罗就把各地教会的捐献呢带到那里去，去帮助他们。
We know that in Jerusalem there are many poor saints, so that Paul would gather the contributions from the various areas to bring to Jerusalem.
所以讲马其顿的众教会，他们也是在那里也把他们一点捐献呢，托保罗带到耶路撒冷去。
So that the churches of Macedonia also contributed to the offerings that were being taken by Paul to Jerusalem.
现在他们是在一个极其穷困当中的一种光景。
And that they were in that time in experiencing great poverty themselves.
但是他们在那里是显出他们的乐见的厚恩出来。
But there they were expressing the wealth of their liberality.
为什么他们有这样的表现呢？
How do they have this expression?
只有一个原因。
There's only one reason.
原来是神的恩典临到他们身上。
It's the grace of God that had come upon.
若不是神的恩典临到他们身上，他们不可能有这样的表现。
If the grace of God was not upon them, then they wouldn't be able to express this.
他们不可能有这样的奉献。
They wouldn't be able to have this offering.
因为我们知道，当一个我们天然人都是先顾到自己。
We know that the natural man is first concerned with himself.
何况一个在困苦当中的时候，他更是需要人来帮助，是不是？
When he is in poverty, wouldn't he need other people's help?
他正是有很大一个需要。
He has a great need.
但是他现在却。不顾到自己的需要，他却先顾到别人的需要。
But here the churches in Macedonia, they weren't concerned with their own need; they were concerned with others.
所以很显然，不是他们自己能够有这样的表现。
So we see here it's not that they themselves could have this.
只说明一件事情，原来是神的恩典又临到他们身上。
It tells us that the grace of God had come upon them.
也可以说，他们实在不是以自己为中心的一个人。
That these people weren't concerned with themselves.
他们在那顾到自己的需要。顾到那些圣徒的需要。
But they were concerned with the needs of the body, of the fellow saints.
原来是神的恩典临到他们身上。
Because this is the grace of God that has come upon them.
正如主耶稣在路加福音那里称赞那个穷寡妇的两个小钱一样。
Like in Luke, when the Lord Jesus was praising the widow and her two copper coins.
主耶稣在那里称赞他说他比众人投了更多。
The Lord Jesus said, "Truly, I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all the others."
因为众人都是有余才在那边投出来了。
For they all out of their surplus put in.
但是这个寡妇呢，她是尽她一切所能，把她一切养生都投进去了。
But this widow, she out of her poverty put in all that she had to live on.
她不过是投了两个小钱。
She didn't put in just two small.
但是主耶稣说，她比别人投了更多。
The Lord Jesus says she put in more than. All of the others.
别人投下去都是他有余的。
Everyone else put in out of their surplus.
是他有这个能力投下去。
That they had this ability to give.
我们知道有的人他有能力，他也不一定会帮助别人。
We know that some people, even though they have the ability, they won't help others.
有能力他能够愿意去帮助别人，算是很不错了。
Those that have the ability and are willing to help others is already pretty good.
但是我们知道，天然人总是顾到自己。
We know that the natural man today is only concerned with himself.
他不会想到别人需要是怎么样。
They won't consider what other people's needs are.
但是在这里一个穷寡妇。
But here, a poor widow.
为什么主耶稣那么大大的称赞他呢？
Why did Lord Jesus praise her so?
因为他在投下去的时候，
his one he gave.
也说明他是对神的一个信靠。
It's also showing her trust in the Lord.
是一个信心的表现。
It's an expression of her faith.
他是把他一生的把他一切养生都投进去了。
She put all that she had to live on.
那他明天生活怎么办呢？
Then tomorrow, how would she live?
他将来如何过生活呢？
How would she continue to live on?
如果他想到明天，想到将来的时候，我想他不可能投下去的。
If she was considering tomorrow or the next day, she wouldn't.
正如马其顿的众教会一样。
Likewise, the churches in Macedonia.
他们都想到他们自己需要的时候，他们不可能还是那么乐意的奉献。
If they were concerned with their own survival, they wouldn't be, be able to put up this great offering.
原来他们是蒙到神的恩典。
But we see that they have received the grace of God.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天常常要求神施恩，赐恩典给我们。
We often pray that the Lord would be gracious to us.
不管这个恩典临到我们身上的时候，是叫我们在属灵上得到益处也好，或是在生活上得到神的顾念供应也好。
Whether it is for spiritual blessings or for our physical needs.
我们总是巴不得神是要多多的施恩给我们，是不是？
Don't we always pray that the Lord would be more gracious to us?
但是在这里有一种恩典临到他们身上的时候。
We see here there's this particular kind of grace when it comes upon us.
是叫他们在财务上有点的减少。
That that they'll be willing to
财务上得到点减有点减少。
Be willing to suffer some loss in their physical pain.
而这个恩典在他们身上的时候，是叫别人能够从他们身上得到一点的帮助，得到一点的供应。
That others will be able to receive some benefit, some help from them.
用什么？若是有这样的恩典，我们愿不愿意呢？
Sisters, would we be willing to receive this kind of?
我想，就是我们天然人来说，我们都不愿意有这样恩典，是不是
？But from our natural selves, we feel that we don't want this kind of grace.
这个恩典若是大大临到我身上，那我身上东西就减少很多。
If this grace came upon me, then all my physical things would be reduced.
我想，我们都不愿意有这样恩典临到我们身上。
I believe that none of us really want this kind of.
我们盼望神恩典临到我们身上的时候，让我们生活上都能够很通顺、很通达。没有一无所缺。
What we want from the Lord is this grace that we would have all that we need and that we would never be lacking.
感谢神，神有时候的确把这样恩典赐给我们。
We truly thank the Lord that sometimes He does give that kind of grace to us.
让我们在物质上、这生活上一点欠缺都没有。
That in our physical needs that we would have no lack at all.
但是有一种更好、更宝贵的恩典。
But there is an even better, an even more precious kind of grace.
乃是叫这个恩典临到我们身上的时候。
That when this grace comes upon us.
能够叫我们去帮助供应别人的需要。
That we would be able to help and support someone else in need.
所以我们看见马其顿实在是一个蒙恩的一个教会。
So we see that the churches in Macedonia have truly received this grace.
他们的表现显出他们实在是蒙祝福的一个教会。
Their expression is that of a church that has received the grace of God.
所以保罗不得不把他们拿出来当做一个榜样来勉励哥林多的教会。
So Paul here calls them out as an example to encourage the Corinthians.
因为他们在那显出一个非常美好的一个见证。
Because there they just displayed this great testimony.
所以我们看见马其顿众教会为什么他们在那个极穷困当中，他们充满了喜乐。
So how did the churches of Macedonia, even in their great poverty, show this great joy?
他们在那个还有显出那个乐见的厚恩出来。
They also displays the wealth of their life.
原来一切都是神的恩典。
That everything is the grace of God.
照天然人，他们没有这样的，不可能有这样的表现。
That the natural man couldn't have this expression.
那是神恩典临到他们身上所带出来一个结果。
But this is the result of the grace of the God coming upon them.
底下就告诉我们为什么他们有这样的美好的表现呢？
Continuing on, it tells us how they have. This display of.
他说，原来他们是照着神的旨意，先把自己献给了主。
It says that they first gave themselves to the Lord.
原来他是一般奉献给主的人。
We see that here's the people who have consecrated themselves to the Lord.
因着他们是一个奉献给主的人，自然而然，他们在那里就显出那个乐见的厚恩出来。
Because they gave themselves to the Lord, then they showed the result of the grace.
当讲到奉献的时候,
When we talk about offering,
或是把我们自己奉献给主的时候,
or when we offer ourselves,
我们常常领会说, 一个人信主, 年日长久一点, 他生命长大到个地步的时候, 他才把他自己奉献给主。
We think that when someone believes in the Lord after several years, after a length of time, then they'll be willing to offer themselves.
但是从行传里面我们看见, 帖撒罗尼迦这个教会他们信主的年日非常短。
But from the scriptures we see that the Thessalonians, they only believed in the Lord for a very short time.
保罗在他们那里只待了三个安息日就离开了。
Paul stayed there for only three Sabbaths and then he left.
所以这个教会他们信主年日非常短，可能只有几个礼拜、几个月的时间而已。
So that the believers in Thessalonica, they only believed for maybe a few weeks or a few months.
但是他们又现在又落在苦难里面。
And they have fell into suffering.
在帖撒罗尼迦前书告诉我们说, 他们在那里信心、爱心、忍耐都是非常丰富的。
In 1 Thessalonians, they said that their faith and their joy and their love are.
虽然信主年日非常短, 但他们也成为那个马其顿、雅盖亚、众教会的一个榜样。
But together with the Macedonians, they were an example for all of Macedonia and Achaia.
我想菲利比的教会也是一样。
I think the church in the Philippi is the same as well.
我们读菲利比书。 看见菲利比书他们在财务上奉献是一个非常美好的一个见证。
We see that the Philippians also were a great example of offering.
为什么这些教会能够有这样的美好的光景表明出来呢？
How do these churches show this great?
原来他们是照着神的旨意，先把自己奉献给主。
Because they follow the Lord's will and first offer themselves up to the Lord.
用什么？我们今天常常对那些初信的弟兄姊妹，给他们一些教导，说你们要信主，要好好读经，好好祷告，好好聚会。
When we exhort new believers, we often say you have to read the Bible and pray and attend meetings diligently.
很少告诉他们说你要把自己奉献给主。
Very rarely will we say you have to. Offer yourselves up to the Lord.
我想一个人刚信主以后，读经、祷告、聚会是非常重要的。
I feel that when someone first believes that reading Bible, praying, and gathering together are very important.
但是为什么要需要读经？为什么需要祷告？为什么要常常聚会呢？
But why do we need to read the Bible to pray and to gather together?
这目的是为了什么？
What is the purpose of these things?
除非当一个人先把自己奉献给主。
And so that they would be able to offer themselves up first to the Lord.
他才知道这些不是一个宗教的行为。
You see that this isn't just the outer expression of religion.
他是说要读经祷告，要好好聚会。
They see that they have to read the Bible to pray and to gather together.
因为他明白神的心意。
Because they understand the will of the Lord.
他要知道如何来过地上的生活，能够讨主的欢喜。
They need to learn how to. Live their lives on the world.
因为他知道他不再是自己的人，是属于主的人。
Because they understand that they are not, they don't belong to themselves anymore, but
they belong to the Lord. 他活着是为了基督，为了主。
And they live for Jesus.
怎样能够为耶稣而活着呢？
How can we live for Jesus?
我需要去读他的话，我要明白他心意是什么。
I have to read his word and understand what his will is.
我要讨他的欢喜。
I have to seek to please him.
这就是为什么需要读经祷告的原因。
This is the reason why we have to read the Bible and pray.
所以我们看见以色列百姓他们从埃及被拯救出来的时候，
So we see when the Israelites were saved out of Egypt.
神就在那吩咐他们说要把他们头生的长子，把他们那个牲畜里面那个牛羊头生的也要都献给神。
They had to offer up all of their firstborn, even among the sheep and the oxen.
所以我们看见一个蒙恩得救以后，头一件事情就是要奉献自己。
So we see that when someone is saved, the first thing they have to do is offer themselves up.
这就是为什么保罗在罗马书从第一章到十一章讲到神的福音以后。
This is why in Romans, when Paul talks about the gospel from chapters 1 through 11,
讲到一个人因着神的救恩蒙恩得救以后，
that as soon as someone has received salvation and become saved,
他开始要过地上基督徒生活的时候，
and they begin to live.
头一件事情就是把他自己的身体当作活祭献上。
First thing is to present their bodies as a living and holy sacrifice.
所以在罗马书第十二章一开头说，保罗就说：“我神的慈悲欠你们。”
So in Romans chapter 12 verse 1, Paul begins, "Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God."
将自己的身体当作活祭献。
to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice.
这是圣洁的，这是神所写的。
This is holy, this is acceptable, this is pleasing to God.
这样侍奉是理所当然的。
Which is your spiritual service.
所以我们看见基督徒蒙恩得救以后，头一个侍奉是什么？
So as we become Christians, what is our first service?
基督蒙恩得救以后，头一个侍奉不是说要做这个做那个。
Our first service after we become Christians isn't to do this.
基督蒙恩得救以后，头一个侍奉乃是把自己奉献给神。
Our first act of service to the Lord is to offer ourselves up.
当一个人把他自己奉献给神以后呢？
When we present ourselves before the Lord.
要在要告诉他许多属灵事情的时候，就比较容易了。
Then it would be easier for us to receive.
要来告诉他要有钱财奉献的时候就容易多了。
When we ask for sacrifice in monetary things, it will become hard.
一个人若是没有把自己奉献给神，
if a person hasn't offered himself up,
你要告诉他怎样奉献，那是很难的一件事情。
If you ask him to contribute monetarily, it will be very difficult.
他也做不到。
He won't be able to live up to it.
因为他不知道他自己是属主的人。
Because he doesn't understand that he himself belongs to the Lord.
只有当一个人把自己奉献给神以后，
Only when someone offers himself up first to the Lord,
你要告诉他如何过属灵生活，过这样过基督徒的生活的时候，那就简单容易多了。
Only then, when we tell them about how to live as a Christian, it would be far easier.
你要在将要在财务上的学习奉献的时候，对他来说不是一个太大难，不是一个不是一个太难的事情。
In matters of wealth, if we ask them to sacrifice, then it would not be very difficult.
这个就为什么今天许多时候儿女讲到财务奉献的时候，
This is why today when we talk about the monetary offering,
对他们来说是一个很不容易的事情。
Among the saints, it is to us a very difficult.
对他们来说是很为难的事情。
It's very difficult.
原来还没有把自己奉献给神。
It's because we haven't offered ourselves up.
只有当一个人把自己先奉献给神以后，
When we first offer ourselves up to the Lord,
他们看见他们是主重价所买赎回来的，
And we see that we were redeemed at great cost by the Lord,
他们才乐意在那边有一个美好的一个奉献的学习。
Then we would have this beautiful understanding and learning of how.
所以我们看见马其顿的众教会，他们是在蒙到神的一个恩典。
So we see that the churches in Macedonia have received this grace from the Lord.
他们不仅在那边按着力量，而且过力量。
That here that it is not only according to their ability, but beyond their ability.
他们在那边甘心乐意的奉献。
That they were willing to give offering.
我想按着力量也是按着力量奉献也是很不容易的啊。
I think that being able to offer according to our ability is already.
他们是过他们的力量。
But they were giving beyond their.
那意思是说，他们尽他们可能的，尽他们可能的，尽他们可以做到。
So it is beyond what they were normally capable of doing.
并且保罗在这里说，他们是再三的求我们主，他们在这供给圣徒恩典上有份。
And that they begged Paul with much urging for the favor of participation in.
再三的求保罗，让他们在这个恩典的事情上有份。
They begged Paul to have to participate in this grace.
我想他们落在极穷困当中。
If they were in such deep poverty,
我想保罗也是会体恤他们的需要，体恤他们的光景。
I feel that Paul would also be aware of their need.
也许他们有一点要摆上的时候，保罗会劝勉他们说：“不需要了，你们也是有需要，你就留给自己用吧。”
Paul would say to them if they offered to him.This is unnecessary. You have your own needs as well.
若是正常的情形来说，我愿意奉献，但是有人劝说你是的确你有需要，你就不需要这样做，你可以留着自己用。
If I were to offer something and someone said to me, you know, you have your own needs as well. You don't need to offer.
我们想说我已经表明了心意了，那就好吧，那我就不用奉献了，我就留下自己用吧。
Then we would.Think to ourselves. I've already shown my interest in giving.
我想这是一般正常的反应。
I think this is a natural expression.
但是马其顿的宗教他不是。
But the churches in Macedonia they were not.
也许保罗劝他们不用，他们还是再三的求保罗。
If Paul told them that it was unnecessary, that they continued to plead with Paul.
让他们在这供给圣徒的恩典上有份。
That they wanted to participate in this. Sharing,
他们知道这实在是一个恩典。
They knew that this was a grace.
他们不愿漏掉这个恩典。
But they didn't want to lose this grace.
保全他们不用，但是他还是要。
If Paul told them no, they would still say yes.
不管怎么样，巴不得这个恩典他们也有份。
That they wanted, they earnestly desired to have a portion with this grace.
弟兄姊妹，我们是要看见他们是在蒙了大恩典的一般人。
Brothers and sisters, we see that they have received such a great grace.
因为他们是一般奉献给神的人。
Because they are a group of people that offer themselves up to the Lord.
我们看大卫的见证也是这样子。
We see David's testimony is also like this.
大卫是个爱神的人，是个合神心意的人。
David is someone who loved the Lord, who knew the heart of God.
他为耶和华要为耶和华圣殿在预备许多材料。
And he prepared a great many materials for the temple of the Lord.
他把他从自己的积蓄里面呢，献上很多金子银子。
And from his own wealth, he offered up gold and silver.
他知道他王位、他的尊贵荣耀都是神给他的。
He knew that his kingship and all of his honor was from the Lord.
都是从神而来的。
It all came from the Lord.
所以他在那边祷告说。称赞神说
so he prayed and gave thanks to the Lord saying,
他说我算什么我的名算什么
Who am I and who are my people?
竟能如此的献万物竟能如此的奉献
That we should be able to offer as generously as this.
万物都是从你而来的
For all things come from you.
我们把从你而来的献给你
And we have given to you What we have received from
他上去祷告说：“耶和华我们的神啊，
saying, oh、Lord our God,
我们将你将、我们为你的名，为你的圣殿咱们建造，为你的名咱们建造殿宇。
For your name, we are building the temple.
我们将你将从你所得的献给你。
What we have received from you, we offer back to you.
这些都是属乎你的。
All these things belong to you.
大卫认识一件事情
David, understood this thing.
这一切都是从神而来的
All these things come from the Lord.
这一切原来都是属于神的
All these things belong to the Lord.
现在是神把这一切丰富赐给他
And all these things were generously given to him by the Lord.
他不过是把 从神得来的再次来奉献给神就是了
All he's doing is taking what he received from the Lord and offering it back to him.
弟兄姊妹这就是一个蒙恩儿女的一个表现一个认识
Brothers and sisters, this isis the expression and understanding of a child of God.
因为生命记那里告诉我们说，生命记
Deuteronomy tells us,
他说我们得获财能力都是从你而来的。
That all of our power to make wealth comes from the Lord.
所以一个蒙恩的基督徒他知道。
So a Christian who has
他一切所有都是从神而来的。
All that he has comes from the Lord.
我们常听到一些弟兄姊妹做见证说，
I mean, we have heard many testimonies from brothers and sisters.
他这个工作是神给的。
This job they have received from the Lord.
他买这个房子是神给的。
They bought this house was from the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，这不是一些空洞的话。
These aren't empty words.
一个认识神恩典的人，他知道这一切都是从神而来的。
Someone who has received grace from the Lord knows that.
因此他认识这是在神的恩典所以自然而然在物质的奉献上他们就能够甘心乐意的摆上这个就是许多还没有信主的朋友他们不能明白基督徒为什么需要常常感谢神的一个原因吃饭也要祷告也要感谢
Why we often give thanks to the Lord?
做这个事情要感谢，都是神的恩典。
We have to say thanks when we do something. We have to say, "Oh, this is all grace from the Lord."
我工作努力了，半天赚了一点钱，也要感谢神。
I, you know, went to work. I worked hard and I have received some money.
一个没有蒙到神的恩典，那些没有信主，他完全不明白体会基督徒这样一个表现。
For someone who hasn't received the Lord yet, they can't understand why a Christian would act in this.
这是我辛苦努力得了，好不容易赚了血汗钱呢、啊。怎么会要感谢神呢
This is the money I worked hard for. I sweat and labored for this money. Why would I have to give thanks to the Lord for this?
所以他们不可能有一个白白要舍出去的那种感觉想法。
So, that's why they won't have this thinking of being able to give freely.
我想这是常常我们还没有信主之前的光景。
This is the condition of someone who hasn't believed in the Lord.
但是当一个蒙恩得救以后。
But But after we have received the grace from God,
他看见原来这是神的一个恩典,
we see that this is a grace from the Lord.
所以当他在碰到财务奉献的时候, 他就很能够甘心乐意的。
So when we approach an opportunity for monetary offering, then we are willing to give.
我想那个甘心乐意的英文翻译非常叫freely, 非常自由的。
So the English translation, giving freely, is
一点都没有为难, 一点都没有受捆绑,
that we aren't bound in any way.
因为他知道这是神的恩典临到他身上,
because we know that this is the grace that comes.
他也愿意在这恩典上有更多有份,
and that we want to have even more participation in this grace.
弟兄姊妹, 马其顿的教会就是这样光景。
So versus the Church of Macedonia was in such a condition.
对不起，我讲到一点个人事情，本来我是不太想念，后来我觉得还是稍微提一下。
Sorry, there was something I didn't really want to share, but I still have to. I feel I have to bring it up.
我想特别对年轻的弟兄姊妹，刚出来做事的人。
Especially for those young brothers who have just started working.
啊，这是个很大的一个试验，也是个很大的考验。
This is a great temptation and a great testing.
我女儿前阵子说，他们准备想要买房子。
My daughter said that they were planning on buying a house.
她跟我讲说，他们可以还有多少储蓄可以做down payment.
And they were talking about how much money they can to need to pay as a down payment.
那我在想，啊，你们两个这样收入怎么会只有那么点储蓄呢？
And so I considered, well, with your both of your incomes, how come you only have so little?
所以就说你们要好，不要乱花钱，要好省钱。
So I told him, you can't waste your money. You have to be frugal.
他说，哎，我们还要十一奉献呢。
And she said, well, we still tithe.
那后来前阵报税季节的时候，我又问他。
So in the past few weeks, when it was tax season, I asked her again.
因为我想他们的收入应该每年报税的时候应该还要补税才对。
When I considered the taxes, I considered that they should receive a refund.
那我问他们说，你们是不是还在缴税补税？
And so,
补税还在补税。
So I asked him, do you still have to pay taxes?
他说我们还可以拿到退税。
And I said, no, we can receive a refund.
好，我们就底下告诉我们说，我们奉献很多。
Because we offered up, we tithe a lot.
因为他们也没有孩子，也没有什么太多的可以扣的。
Because they don't have children, they don't have many deductions.
照他们收入来说，应该还要补税才对呀。So
when it comes time for taxes, that they should need to pay additional.
结果他说他们还可以拿到一点退税，原来说他们奉献很多。
But they received a refund because they offered a lot.
所以弟兄姊妹，年轻人出了社会做事的时候，那个是极大一个考验。
So, young people, when you enter into the world and begin working, this is a great testing.
感谢神，许多神的儿女在这个事情上蒙到很大的恩典。
We should thank the Lord that many of God's children received this grace.
因为我女婿是个韩国人。
Because my son-in-law is a Korean.
我们说韩国人在这一方面蒙到神很多恩典。
We know that the Koreans have received a great amount of grace from the Lord in this matter.
哇，咱们聚会久一点的知道，我们从前在那个一时间那个会所。
Those who have been with us for a longer period of time, they know our original church building in Island.
原来很多问题，因为很老旧，所以很多问题。
That the building was very old, so there are many problems.
下大雨的时候，地下室都积水，一大早都要去清水才能够聚会。
If it rained, then the basement would flood, and then we had to go and go early to clean the basement before we can meet.
后来，因为我们是借那个一个弟兄，一个是一个弟兄的房子，那后来那个。 我们那个弟兄就卖给韩国人了。Because
we were using a brother's property, and he later sold it to a group of Koreans.
里面很多地方都要整修。There
are many areas in the building that need to be.
那时候我们之所以不愿意买，就是因为还要花很多钱整修，结果花不来。The
reason we weren't willing to purchase it outright in the beginning was because there were so many repairs that were necessary, and we considered that it wasn't really worth it.
后来韩国教会买去的。Eventually,
a Korean church bought it.
后来有机会路过那边进去参观，那个真是完全是不一样。
A while ago, I had an opportunity to return and to tour the facility. It's completely different now.
后来过了几年以后，又路过那边的时候，他们后面 就像盖起来了。
And a few years later, I had an opportunity to return again, and in the back, they have actually expanded.
因为以前我们当聚会的时候，那个后面也是很旧，地下会积水，那就算破破烂烂的。
When we used to meet there, the back was very old, and it would flood often.
那有一天我就去找那个韩国牧师，我就想进去再参观一下。
A while ago, I went to speak with the Korean minister there and to tour again.
因为他买那个会所没有多久以后呢，大概我想印象里面大概只有四五年、五六年，他们后面就盖起来了，拆掉重新盖。
And at that time, they had only purchased the building 4 or 5 years, and they had already torn down the back and expanded it.
盖了很大的餐厅，很多教室，非常漂亮。
They built a new cafeteria and a bunch of classrooms. It was very beautiful.
因为那韩国牧师在台湾待过几年，所以他中文讲得不错。
And because the minister had stayed in China for a little while, his Chinese is pretty good.
那我去参观的时候，我就问他说：“你们后面这个花多少钱啊？”
So when I went to see this new building, I asked him, "How much money did you spend on this new building?"
他说：“超过100万。”
He said, "This is more than
$1 million." 那是二十几年前的事情了。
This is more than 20 years ago.
他说我们的弟兄姊妹非常肯摆上。
He said our brothers and sisters are very willing to give offering.
他们买了会所以后，经过几年以后，就把后面全部拆掉，重新盖。
Shortly after they bought the new church building, they tore down the back and built a brand new.
这个就是为什么韩国教会能复兴的一个很大的一个原因。韩国教会。
Something that the Korean churches are very faithful in.
因为他们在这一件事情上蒙到神很大的恩典。
Because in this matter they have received such a great grace from the Lord.
所以我们看见马其顿的众教会就是这样蒙到神的一个恩典。
So we see similarly the Macedonian churches have received such a great grace from the Lord.
保罗说：“你们在信心、口才、知识、热心上和待我们爱心上都显出格外满足来。你们要在这个事情上也显出你们满足来。”
So Paul says to the Corinthians, "But just as you abound in everything, in faith, in utterance, in knowledge, and in all earnestness, and in the love we inspire in you."
他说：“我说这些话不是要丰富你们啊，是借着别人热心，要试验你们爱心的实在。”
See that you abound in this gracious work also. I am not speaking this as a command, but as proving through the earnestness of others the sincerity of your love also.
我在这里有一个体会。我在这里有个体会。
Here I have a reminder.
为什么保罗？写信给哥林多教会提到财务奉献的问题。
Why is Paul when he writes to the Corinthians bringing up this matter?
为什么这些话不是写给腓立比的教会、帖撒罗尼迦教会，也不是写给哥罗西的教会
？Why didn't he write about this matter of offering to the Philippians, the Thessalonians, or?
因为哥林多教会，我们知道它是一个非常有属灵恩赐的一个教会。
Because we know that the Corinthian church is one that has received great grace from the Lord.
他们在信心、口才、知识上、热心上都非常丰富。
That in faith and utterance and knowledge, they are filled with blessings.
他们有各种恩赐在那应用。
They had many blessings that they were using.
所以我想他们天天所讲的一定都是非常属灵的一些东西。
That everything they were sharing must have been very spiritual.
并且他们也觉得这些属灵东西才是重要的。
And they may have considered that only spiritual things were important.
但是保罗却写出第八章、第九章是对着他们说的。
But Paul wrote chapters 8 and 9 here to the Corinthians.
因为这些话不需要对腓立比的教会说。
Because these words weren't necessary for the Philippians.
我们去读腓立比的教会，我们知道腓立比的教会在这件事情上实在蒙到神的恩典。
When we read the book of Philippians, the Philippians have already received this grace.
因为他们一次再次的把馈送送到保罗那里去，所以保罗不需要跟他们提到财务奉献问题。为什么需要对更多教会提这些问题呢？因为这个教会常常讲到非常属灵高傲的东西。所以保罗就对他们说：“我要借着别人热心，要试验你们的爱心的实在。”
He says that through the earnestness of others, you are proving the sincerity of your love. Also,
爱心的实在怎么显出来呢
？How do we prove the sincerity of your love?
就是借着奉献这件事情。
Through the manner of offering monetary offerings.
或是说对属灵的事情 事情有多实在，就借财务的奉献显明出来。
So that the proof of all your spiritual blessings is giving of.
这个教义在讲属灵的事物。
This church talks about.
到底属灵的事情对他们有多少的真实
？How real all these spiritual things are to them.
保罗说，就从奉献里面才会显出那个实在来。
Paul says it's demonstrated by their giving of offering.
所以今天也有人说。
So.People say today,
属灵事情对我们是不是有真实
？Are spiritual matters real to us?
或是多少的真实
？How real are they?
从财务奉献上才会显明出来。
It's demonstrated by the giving of offering.
因为刚刚一开头告诉我已经说，这个财钱财对我们来说是很真实的事情。
Because as I said in the beginning, that money is very real.
属灵事情将来永远的事情对我们是不是也很真实
？The spiritual thing.In the future, are they just as real to us?
就从奉献里面就显明出来了。
We can demonstrate how real they are to us through monetary offering.
还有我们知道，在哥林多前书里面有提到一个真理，就是爱的真理。
We know there's one thing in Corinthians, First Corinthians, is the reality.
这是其他书信没有所没有提到的。
Something that is not mentioned in.
特别给哥林多教会的。
It's especially for the Corinthians.
就哥林多前书三章，我们都知道。
We all know First Corinthians chapter 13.
人说那个爱的真意、爱的真谛是什么
？What are the true expressions of love?
所以很显然，哥林多教会对这个爱的真理是最了解的一个教会。
So it seems that the Corinthians should understand the most about love.
他们最明白什么是爱。
They should understand.What love truly is.
保罗说：“现在要借着别人热心来试验你们爱心的实在。”
So Paul here says that through the earnestness of others, to prove the sincerity.
不错，你们对爱的真理了解非常多，很全备。
That's true. You may understand the reality of love in all of its.
但是要到底有多少爱的实际呢
？But how real is the love that you have?
那就借着钱财奉献才会显明出来。
It is demonstrated by the.Your monetary offering.
所以后面第八章最后一节他说要借着你们爱心的凭据就是将你们在众教当中把这爱心的凭据把它显明出来
Therefore in the last verse of chapter 8 Therefore openly before the churches show them the proof of your love
这个财务的奉献就是说你们爱心的证据有多少
This demonstrates how much love that you actually have
这爱心的真实有多少
How real that love is
就是在财务奉献上才能显明出来。
Through the giving of offerings.
当耶路撒冷的教会那些穷人落在许多困苦当中的时候
，When the churches in Jerusalem when they were in this deep poverty，
马其顿的教会不是在那里说我为你们祷告
，The Macedonian churches didn't say we're praying，
求神带你们，求神帮助你们，眷顾你们。
May the Lord lead you and provide for you.
他们乃是在实际的奉献，物质上来帮助他们。
They offered up physically to support.
这个就是雅各书所告诉我们的。
This is what the book of James tells us.
若有弟兄赤身，若体上缺少日用饮食。
If a brother or sister is without clothing and in need of daily food.
人在说平平安去吧，愿你穿得暖，吃得饱。
And one of you says to them, "Go in peace."Be warm and
这样话对他们有什么益处呢
？What use are these words to them？
只有实际把那个信心、把那爱心表明出来，对他们才有益处。
Only when you really show the demonstration of your love to them, would they be？
所以保罗对更多教会说，要借着马其顿众教的热心，要显明、要试验你们的爱心到底多实在。
So Paul here is testing the Corinthians how Real is their love.
你们爱心的证据在哪里呢
？Where is the proof of your love?
只有借着财务奉献才能表明出来。
It's only demonstrated through the giving of monetary.
感谢神，今天神给我们许多恩典，让我们有一个爱主的心。
Truly, ask the Lord that He would give us a heart.
我们巴不得爱主更多，是不是
？That we would truly love Him even more.
我们常常这么唱诗，爱你更深，爱你更深。
We often sing here that we would love the Lord even more.
我想每个人都有这样心愿。
truly think that every one of us has this desire.
巴不得我们爱主更深更多。
That we love the Lord even deeper, even more.
但是这个爱怎么显明出来呢?
How is this love demonstrated?
这个爱的实际有多少呢?
What is the, how much is the reality of this love?
还是借着钱财的奉献才能表明出来。
It can be demonstrated through the monetary offering.
我们对这属灵的事情到对我们来说有多真实呢?
How real are spiritual things to us?
只有借着财务的奉献才能显明出来。
Only It is only demonstrated through the
Today,
many people aren't willing to believe in the Lord.
因为属灵事情对他们来说是虚幻的不真实。
Because spiritual things to them aren't real.
好像道理也非常好, 但是他们就没办法信。
That the truth may be good and well, but they can't live up to it.
因为不够真实, 不够实际。
Because it's not real, not true to them.
所以他们不容易相信。
It is very difficult for them to
believe. 他们也不愿相信,
and they aren't willing to believe.
因为他们不愿相信一个虚幻的事情。
Because they aren't willing to believe in a not something that isn't real.
同样今天属灵事情对我们到底有多真实。
And so today, how real are the spiritual things to us?
多实际。
How true are they?
将来看是看不见的。
These are things that we can't see.
但是今天对我们到底有多少实。 真实,
but how real are they to us?
就是把话就说, 就借着财务奉献才能显明, 到底属灵的东西对我们来说, 到底有多少真实。
So Paul's words here tell us, only through the giving of monetary offering.
所以保罗借着马其顿众教会的榜样来勉励更多的教会。
So Paul uses the example of the church in Macedonia to encourage the Corinthians.
并且虽然他说, 我们知道主耶稣基督的恩典, 他本来是 富足了，却为我们成了贫穷， 这样因他的贫穷成了富足。
We see here that the Lord Jesus himself, that though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
主耶稣他原来是富足的。
Our Lord Jesus himself, he was rich.
他本有神的形象, 他是荣耀的神。
He had the form of God. He had the glory of God.
神本性的丰富都在他里面。
All the fullness of the Lord was in him.
有一天却为我们来到地上成为贫穷人。
But for our sake, one day he came down to earth to become a poor man.
他之所以地上成为贫穷啊, 还需要靠着许多妇女的供应。
And he became so poor that he needed the support of the widows.
他为什么倒空他的自己, 把一切的风华像都倒出来了。
So he poured out himself, all that he had.
成为一个贫穷的人。
Become a poor person.
就是为了叫我们能够成为富足。
So that we would become rich.
这个富足呢, 是叫我们得到那个属灵的富足。
And this richness is a spiritual richness.
属灵的丰富。
The fullness of spiritual blessing.
这是主给我们的榜样。
This is the example that the Lord gave us.
所以说为了叫我们得到属灵永远的丰富, 财富。
That we would receive the fullness of the spiritual blessing.
他甘心得以遵行父的旨意来到地上。
He willingly followed the Father's will, came down to the world,
成为一个贫穷人,
to become a poor person,
在地上过一个人的一个生活,
to live a human life,
成就神永远的救赎工作,
to accomplish God the Father's,
好像在他里面得到一切属灵的丰富,
so that in him we would receive the fullness of
God. 这是个真正的财宝,
this is a true treasure,
这是个真实的财宝,
this is a real treasure.
所以弟兄姊妹，只有当一个人在那不义的钱财上忠心，
so only when a person is faithful in the wealth of unrighteousness,
神才会把那属灵的财宝、属灵的丰富赐给我们。
Only then would the Lord give to us the true riches.
叫我们真正成为一个富足的人。
That we would become a rich person.
成为真正富有的人。
Someone who is truly rich.
因为这富有不是外面财务的富足。
Because this richness isn't outward.
是里面的富足，是一个属灵的富足， 属灵的丰富。
within, that is a spiritual riches. So
we give thanks to the Lord. 这位使徒,
that this servant of the Lord,
这位属灵生命非常深启示非常大的一个使徒保罗,
this apostle Paul, whose spiritual experience is so deep,
他在这里却把一件人看为好像比较俗的一件事情告诉更多教会。
He spoke here of something that people consider to be not so spiritual.
不错, 好像一面讲到钱财的时候, 好像非常比较俗一点。
So it's true, when we talk about money, it seems to be not as spiritual.
但是当这个钱财跟奉献连在一起的时候, 那是一个神圣的事情。
But when When money and offering are linked together, it becomes a holy thing.
是一件非常极其宝贵的事情。
It is a truly precious thing.
因为在腓立比书那里，保罗说，腓立比的教会，把他们馈送送到保罗那里的时候。
That when in Philippians, when Paul says that when the Philippians gave their offering to Paul,
他把它当作极美的香气。
It become to him a fragrant aroma.
是神所悦纳、所收纳、所喜悦的祭物。
An acceptable sacrifice, well pleasing to God.
因为这个奉献乃是献给神自己。
Because this offering is to the Lord Himself.
是个极美的香气。
And it's a fragrant aroma.
所以当讲到不义钱财。
We talk about monetary offering.
当他把神圣的奉献连在一起的时候。
When the wealth of my righteousness is connected with offering.
不再是一件属的事情，那是非常神圣的一件事情。
It is not a common thing, but it has become a.
在神来看，是个极香的、极美的香气、极美的祭物献给神。
It has become a fragrant aroma, an acceptable sacrifice.
是神所悦纳、所喜悦的。
And it is well pleasing to God.
我们求神在恩待我们。
May the Lord truly be gracious.
也把这样恩典赐给我们每一个人。
May He give this grace to each and every one of us.
好，叫我们在这个财务的奉献上有更多的学习，有更多的蒙恩典。
That we will receive more of the grace in this matter of monetary offering.
好，叫我们看见一切都是神的恩典。
That all things are of the grace of God.
不是我们。
Not our own.
一切都是从他而来的。
And everything comes from Him.
我们求神是恩待我们。
Truly may the Lord be gracious.
请弟兄做，他们做最后结束祷告。
May our brother say a concluding prayer for us.